Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 21, text number 22. And there are just a lot of names, so we'll just read it. From Adamita came a son named Brihadishu. From Brihadishu came a son named Brihadanu. From Brihadanu a son named Brihatkaya. And from Brihatkaya a son named Jayadratha. The son of Jayadratha was Vishada, and his son was Sainajit. The sons of Sainajit were Ruchi Rasva, Drida Dana, and Kasya and Vatsa. The son of Ruchi Rasva was Para, and the sons of Para were Prithusena and Nipa. Nipa had 100 sons. King Nipa begot a son named Brahmadatta through the womb of his wife Kritvi, who was the daughter of Shuka. And Brahmadatta, who was a great yogi, begot a son named Rishvakshena through the womb of his wife Saraswati. Purport. The Shuka mentioned here is different from the Shukadeva Goswami who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, is described in detail in the Brahma Vivarta Purana. It is said, there is said that Vyasadeva maintained the daughter of Javali as his wife, and that after they performed penances together for many years, he placed his seed in her womb. The child remained in the womb of his mother for 12 years. And when the father asked the son to come out, the son replied that he would not come out unless he were completely liberated from the influence of Maya. Vyasadeva then assured the child that he would not be influenced by Maya, but the child did not believe his father, for his father was still attached to his wife and children. Vyasadeva then went to Dwarka and informed the personality of Godhead about his problem. And the personality of Godhead, at Vyasadeva's request, went to Vyasadeva's cottage, and there he assured the child in the womb that he would not be influenced by Maya. Thus assured, the child came out, but he immediately went away as a Parva Jakacharya. When the father, at very much grieved, began to follow his saintly boy, Shukadeva Goswami, the boy created a duplicate Shukadeva, who later entered family life. Therefore, the Shukakaya, or the daughter of Shukadeva, mentioned in this verse, is the daughter of the duplicate or imitation Shukadeva. The original Shukadeva was a lifelong brahmachari. Well, that's pretty powerful if you can create a duplicate of yourself. We're not quite up onto that status yet. Following the instructions of the great sage Jaigishava, Vishvaksena compiled an elaborate description of the mystic yoga system. From Vishvakshena, Udakshena was born, and from Udakshena, Balata. All these sons are known as descendants of Brihadishu. The son of Dvimida was Yavinara, whose son was Kritaman. The son of Kritaman was well known as Satyadriti. From Satyadriti came a son named Dananemi, who became the father of Suparshva. From Suparshva came a son named Sumati. From Sumati came Sanatiman, and from Sanatiman came Kriti, who achieved mystic power from Brahma and taught six samhitas of the Prasu Asma. Verses of the Samaveda. The son of Kriti was Nipa, the son of Nipa, Ugrayuda, the son of Ugrayuda, Shema, the son of Shema, Suvira, the son of Suvira, Ripunjaya. From Ripunjaya came a son named Bahurata. Puramita was sunless. Ajamita had a son named Nila by his wife known as Nalini, and the son of Nila was Shanti. So we're getting, well, since Shukadeva Goswami had spoken to Pariksha Maharaj, and Pariksha Maharaj was after Krishna's disappearance, and after the disappearance of the Pandavas. So we're pretty much getting into modern times, only about 5,000 years ago. Still, we have a ways to go. There's a big line of descendants. And as a matter of fact, this is the world of names, and we're hearing a lot of names. We'll hear some more names. If you have to give someone a name, then you just come to the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam and find a name for someone here. The son of Shanti was Sushanti. The son of Sushanti was Puruja, and the son of Puruja was Arka. From Arka came Brahmyasva, and from Brahmyasva came five sons, Madgala, Yavinara, Brihadishva, Vishva, Kampila, and Sanjaya. Brahmyasva prayed to his sons, "O my sons, please take charge of my five states. You are quite competent to do so." Thus his five sons were known as the Panchalas. From Mughala came a dynasty of Brahmanas known as Moghalya. Moghala, the son of Brahmasva, had twin children, one male and the other female. The male child was named Devodasa, and the female child was named Ahalaya. From the womb of Ahalaya, by the seven, her husband Gotama, came a son named Shatananda. The son of Shatananda was Satyadriti, who was expert in archery, and the son of Satyadriti was Sharadvan. When Sharadvan met Urvashi, he discharged semen, which fell in a clump of shara grass. From the semen were born two auspicious babies, one male and the other female. While Maharaj Shatanu was on a hunting excursion, he saw the male and female child lying in the forest. And compassion, he took them home. Consequently, the male child was known as Kripa, and the female child was named Kripi. Kripi later became the wife of Dronacharya. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the ninth canto, 21st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled "The Dynasty of Bharata." Any questions? I guess we should go on. Someone has to read these names. Shukadeva Goswami said, "O king, the son of Dvivodasa was Ritrayu. And from Ritrayu came four sons named Jaivana, Sudasa, Sahadev, and Samaka. Samaka was the father of Jantu. Samaka had 100 sons, of whom the youngest was Prishata. From Prishata was born King Drupada, who was the opulent in all supremacy. From Maharaj Drupada, Draupadi was born. Maharaj Draupada also had many sons, headed by Dhrishtadyumna. From Dhrishtadyumna came a son named Dhrishtaketu. All these personalities are known as the descendants of Brahmadyasva, or as the dynasty of Panchala. Another son of Ajamita was known as Riksha. From Riksha came a son named Samvarana, and from Samvarana, through the womb of his wife Tapati, the daughter of the sun god, came Kuru, the king of Kurukshetra. Kuru had four sons, Prikshi, Sudanu, Janu, and Nishada. From Sudanu, Suhotra was born. From Suhotra, Chaivana. From Chaivana, Kriti was born. I'm seeing everyone's ecstatic hearing all this. But when they were present on this planet, or wherever they were present, they were quite important persons, each one of these. So they just got forgotten, that's all, course of time. The son of Kriti was Uparichara Vasu, and among his sons, headed by Brihadrata, were Kushamba, Matsya, Pratyagra, and Chedipa. All the sons of Uparichara Vasu became rulers of the Chedi state. From Brihadrata, Kushagra was born. From Kushagra, Rishaba. From Rishaba, Satyahita. The son of Sahita was Pushpavan. The son of Pushpavan was Janu. Through the womb of his another wife, Brihadrata begot two halves of a son. When the mother saw that the two halves, she rejected them. Later, a she-demon named Jara playfully joined them and said, "Come to life, come to life." Thus the son named Jarasandha was born. This is all around Krishna's time, obviously, because Jarasandha was fought against Bhima when Krishna came and visited him. So this is all 5,000 years ago. From Jarasandha came a son named Sahadev. From Sahadev, Somapi. From Somapi, Shrutashrava. The son of Kuru named Parikshi had no sons, but the son of Kuru named Janu had a son named Surata. From Surata came a son named Vidurata, from whom Sarvabhauma was born. From Sarvabhauma came Jayasena, from Jayasena, Radhika, and from Radhika, Ayutthaya. From Ayutthaya came a son named Akrodana, and his son was Devatiti. The son of Devatiti was Riksha. The son of Riksha was Dilipa, and the son of Dilipa was Pratipa. We just have, this goes on to the rest of the, well, the next chapter. This goes on for another 30 verses. And then we have the dynasty of Yayati, which goes on for about 40 verses. So bear with us. We'll eventually come to the 10th canto. We're almost there. And then we can just hear pastimes. So turn off your... We won't have to worry about philosophy for another couple of years. We'll just hear pastimes of Krishna. Well, actually, usually the 10th canto probably takes around a year to go through. And then after that, we go into the 11th canto, which is all philosophy. And then the 12th canto is the horrors of Kali Yuga. We're looking forward to that. Something more modern and up-to-date that we can identify with. So we got up to the sons of Pratipa were Devapi, Shatanu, and Bahilika. Devapi left the kingdom of his father and went to the forest, and therefore Shatanu became the king. Shatanu, who was in his previous birth, was known as Mahabisha, had the ability to transform anyone from old age to youth simply by touching that person with his hands. Well, that's a pretty good trick. Anyone know that? Can anyone do that? If you know someone, let me know. Make a good Ayurvedic doctor. Because the king was able to make everyone happy for sense gratification, primarily by the touch of his hand. His name was Shetanu. Once there was no rainfall in the kingdom for 12 years. That's a pretty long time to have no rainfall. You get a little thirsty. And the king consulted his learned Brahminical advisors. They said, "You are faulty by enjoying the property of your elder brother. For the elevation of your kingdom and home, you should return the kingdom to him." Purport. One cannot enjoy sovereignty or perform an Agnihotra Yajna in the province of one's elder brother, or else one becomes an usurper, known as Pariveta. When the Brahmana said this, Maharishi Shantanu went to the forest and requested his elder brother, Devapi, to take charge of the kingdom, for it is the duty of a king to maintain his subjects. Previous, however, Shantanu's minister, Ashvavara, had instigated some Brahmanas to induce Devapi to transgress the injunctions of the Vedas and thus make himself unfit for the post of ruler. The Brahmanas deviated Devapi from the path of the Vedic principles, and therefore when asked by Shetanu, he did not agree to accept the post of ruler. On the contrary, he blasphemed the Vedic principles. Oof, that's pretty heavy. And therefore he became fallen. Under the circumstances, Shetanu again became the king, and Indra, being pleased, showered rains. Devapi later took on the path of mystic yoga to control his mind and senses and went to the village named Kalyapa Grama, where he is still living. Do you know where Kalyapa Grama is? Try and find out the address so we can go and visit him. Obviously, he knows some tricks about longevity also, since he's been living for 5,000 years. After the dynasty of the moon and God came to an end in this age of Kali, Devapi, in the beginning of the next Satyuga, will reestablish the Soma dynasty in the world. From Valika, the brother of Shetanu, came a son named Somadatta, who had three sons named Buri, Burishrava, and Shala. From Satanu, through the womb of his wife named Ganga, came Bhishma, the exalted, self-realized devotee and learned scholar. So we're still around the same time. We haven't really gotten out. It's all about Krishna's time. Bhishma Dev was the foremost of all warriors. When he defeated Lord Parasaram in a fight, Lord Parasaram was very much satisfied with him. By the semen of Shetanu in the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of a fisherman, Tritrangada, took birth. Purport. Satyavati was actually the daughter of Upachari Vasu by the womb of a fisherwoman known as Matsyagarbha. Later, Satyavati was raised by a fisherman. The fight between Parashurama and Bhishmadev concerns three daughters of Kasiraj, Ambika, Ambilika, and Amba, who were forcibly abducted by Bhishmadev, acting on behalf of his brother, Vichitravirya. Amba thought that Bhishmadev would marry her and became attached to him, but Bhishmadev refused to marry her, for he had taken the vow of Brahmacharya. Amba therefore approached Bhishmadev's military spiritual master, Parasurama, who instructed Bhishma to marry her. Bhishmadev refused, and therefore Parasurama fought with him to force him to accept the marriage. But Parasurama was defeated, and he was pleased with Bhishmadev. This is Parasurama, who in a few minutes killed tens and thousands of warriors. Not an easy person to fight with. He was able to move at the speed of the mind, which is quite quick. And when he got tired after killing a hundred thousand warriors, he slowed down to the speed of the wind, which is also pretty fast. If you want to learn military art, Parasurama is the person to go to. Of course, you have to be qualified. We probably couldn't even pick up the the knife that they were using, what to speak of the bow or the arrow, probably the arrow, the arrow. I almost got it. Chidranga, of whom Vichitravira was the younger brother, was killed by Gandharva, was also named Chidrangada. Satyavati, before her marriage to Shatanu, gave birth to the master authority of the Vedas, Vyasadeva, known as Krishna Dvaipayana, who was begotten by Parashara Muni. From Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami was born, and from him I studied this great work of literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. The incarnation of Godhead, Veda Vyas, rejecting his disciples, headed by Paila, instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to me because I was free from all material desires. After Ambika and Ambalika, the two daughters of Kasiraj were taken away by force, Vichitravira married them, but because he was too attached to these two wives, he had a heart attack and died of tuberculosis. Bhagavatam is heavy, isn't it? Bhadra Narayan, Srila Vyasadeva, following the order of his mother, Satyavati, begot three sons, two by the womb of Ambika and Ambalika, and two wives of his brother Vichitravirya, and the third by Vichitravirya's maidservant. These sons were Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. Purport: Vichitravirya died of tuberculosis, and his wives, Ambika and Ambalika, had no issue. Therefore, after Vichitravirya's death, his mother Satyavati was also the mother of Vyasadeva, asked Vyasadeva to beget children through the wives of Vichitravirya. In those days, the brother of the husband could beget children through the womb of his sister-in-law. This was known as Devarena Sutopati. If the husband was somehow unable to beget children, his brother could do so through the womb of his sister-in-law. The Devarena Sutopati and the sacrifices of Ashwamedha and Gomedha are forbidden in this age of Kali. Ashwamedham Galavlambam Sanyasam Pala Patrikam Devarena Sutopati Kalo Pancha Vivarjayat. In this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden: the offering of a horse in sacrifice, the offering of a cow in sacrifice, the acceptance of the order of sannyas, the offering of oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and a man's begetting children and his brother's wife. Brahma Vivarta Purana. Dhritarashtra's wife, Gandhari, gave birth to 100 sons and one daughter. O king, the eldest of the sons was Duryodhana, and the daughter's name was Dushala. Pandu was restrained from sexual life because of having been cursed by a sage, and therefore his three sons, Yudhisthira, Bhima, and Arjuna, were begotten through the womb of his wife Kunti by Dhammaraj, by the demigod controlling the wind, and by the demigod controlling the rain. Pandu's second wife, Madhuri, gave birth to Nakula and Sahadev, who were begotten by the two Ashwini Kumaras. The five brothers, headed by Yudhisthira, begot five sons through the womb of Draupadi. These five sons were your uncles. I don't think anyone can tell us our family ancestor like this. Don't even know, probably don't even. Anyone remember the name of his grandfather? You know the name of your grandfathers? What were their names? And their fathers? Can't quite go back so far as in the Bhagavatam. From Yudhisthira came a son named Prativinda. From Bhima, a son named Shrutasena. From Arjuna, a son named Shrutakirti. and from Nakula a son named Shatanika. O king, the son of Sahadeva, Shrutakarma, furthermore, Yudhisthira and his brothers begot other sons and other wives. Yudhisthira begot a son named Devaka through the womb of Pauravi, and Bhimasena begot a son named Gatotkacha through his wife Hindimba, and a son named Sarvagata through his wife Kali. Similarly, Sahadev had a son named Suhotra through his wife named Vijaya, who is the daughter of the king of the mountains. Nakula begot a son named Naramitra through his wife named Karenumati. Similarly, Arjuna begot a son named Iravan through his wife known as Ulupi, the daughter of the Nagas, and a son named Bahuruvan by the womb of the princess of Manipur. Bahudravana became adopted by the son of the king of Manipur. Purport. It is to be understood that Parvati is the daughter of the king of the very, very old mountainous country known as the Manipur estate. For 5,000 years ago, therefore, when the Pandavas rule, Manipur existed, as did its king. Therefore, the kingdom is very old, aristocratic Vaishnava kingdom. If this kingdom is organized as a Vaishnava state, the revitalization will be a very great success, because for 5,000 years, the state has maintained its identity. The Vaishnava spirit is revived there, will be a wonderful place, renowned throughout the entire world. Manipur Vaishnava is very famous in Vaishnava society. In Vrindavan and Navadvip, there are many temples constructed by the king of Manipur. Some of our devotees belong to the Manipur estate. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, can be well spread in the state of Manipur by the cooperative efforts of the Krishna conscious devotees. My dear King Parikshit, your father Abhimanyu was born from the womb of Subhadra as a son of Arjuna. He was the conqueror of all the Atiratis, those who could fight, with 1,000 charioteers. From him, by the womb of Uttara, the daughter of Viradraja, you were born. After the Kuru dynasty was annihilated in the battle of Kurukshetra, you also were about to be destroyed by the Brahmastra atomic weapon released by the son of Dronacharya. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you were saved from death. My dear King, your four sons, Janmanjaya, Shutasena, Bhimasena, and Ugrasena, are very powerful. Janmanjaya is the eldest. Because of your death by the Takshaka snake, your son Janmanjaya will be very angry and will perform a sacrifice to kill all the snakes in the world. After conquering throughout the world and after accepting Tara, the son of Kalasa, as his priest, Janmanjaya will perform Ashvamedha yagyas, for which he will be known as Turaga Medasat. The son of Janmanjaya, known as Shatanika, will learn from Yajnavalka the three Vedas and the art of performing ritualistic ceremonies. He will also learn the military art from Kripacharya and the transcendental science from the sage Sonaka. The son of Shatanika will be Saharanika, and from him will come the son named Ashvamedhaja. From Ashvamedhaja, Daja will come Asima Krishna, and his son will be Nemi Chakra. When the town of Hastinapur, New Delhi, is inundated by the river, Nemi Chakra will live in the place known as Kaushambi. His son will be celebrated as Chitarata, and the son of Chitarata will be Sucharata. Anyhow, I think we'll stop there. We can read some more names. Come back tomorrow if you want to hear some more names. I think there will be a purport eventually. But that will take another day. Okay. I don't think there's any questions except for hopefully Prashadam. Yes.
Like there is no no evidence is left as such for anyone to see. Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's life. when we leave, there will be no evidence left that we were here either.
Like for example, in Vrindavan, we have still temples, you know, which are old temples. Also, I don't know if this is true or not, but they say like in Dwarka they have this underground city, which was actually the kingdom of the Lord, the Dwarka city, which they say.
Yeah, for those who like tourism, sightseeing, you can go to these places and see. In any case, we have the Bhagavatam. We probably get more benefit from hearing the Bhagavatam than going to visit these places. Of course, it's nice to go to Vrindavan. And they say this is where Krishna killed the Kaliya serpent. This is where, I didn't kill him. This is where Krishna killed the Aristasura or the Keshi god, or he killed Keshi. So there's places. Kala Granthirai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.